Hello and welcome back to the TTP, Tatani Talks Parsha, the shiur where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. Of course, we're in Sefer Bereishis, probably my favorite Sefer in all of the Torah, in the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. The stories abound and the aspects of the lives of the patriarchs abound. We have talked about Abraham, we've moved to Yitzchak, and now really we move to Yaakov. Yaakov leaves the realm of his home. He runs from Esav. Esav wants to kill him after he usurped him of the brachos. Esav is not a happy camper. So Yaakov runs on the way and he goes to his family's house. Really, he goes to his uncle's house. He sees his cousins, Leah and Rachel. Leah, of course, thinks she'll be married to Esav. Her eyes are rakot. They are, according to one opinion, they are tender and they're weak because she would cry the whole time. Other times, other opinions explain elsewhere. It means other things. Yaakov, of course, ends up marrying Leah and Rachel. And Yaakov is tricked yet again many times by his father-in-law, Lavan, not a good person. We learn in the Haggadah that he really wanted to uproot everything, he really wanted to destroy everything. And Yaakov has to contend with a lot of these things. Yaakov then has a lot of kids. He has Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Yosef. Doesn't have Binyamin, but he has 11 kids, and by the time he wants to leave Lavan's house, he has to go on the way because for some reason when he gets Yosef, it's time to go. Interestingly, Yosef is seen as like the fire, the antidote versus what Esav wants to do to Yaakov. Because only once he has Yosef does Yaakov feel ready to go. Does Yaakov feel ready to leave and to go on his way? It's interesting that he waits for Yosef to go and to get on his way. And Yaakov has a lot of things to contend with in his life. Yaakov has a very difficult life from a young age, you know. He has to deal with this Esav, runs away from Esav, has to deal with Lavan and all his trickery, has to deal with, you know, contending with four wives and 11 and later on 12 children when Binyamin comes around later on. Of course, he's going to have to deal with different episodes, and he sees the episode of Reuven with the Dudaim and the mothers, and lots of things going around, and then, you know, Rachel wants to leave, and then his father-in-law accuses him of stealing, even though Rachel did take the truffin, because she didn't want her father to be an idol worshiper anymore. Yaakov really has a difficult life. You see, Vayetz Yaakov, Yaakov goes out into the world, dealing with a difficult life, and the question really is, how do we learn from Yaakov how to deal with difficulties and difficult things in life? Yaakov, I think, is a prime example, an essential example of how to deal with difficulties in life. Not all of us are given an easy time in life, and in fact, life oftentimes for many of us are very difficult. You know, I myself personally, I lost my dad when I was 9. I myself personally lost my brother when I was 20. Not easy things to go through, and I'm sure all of us can relate to different aspects of life, different things that are difficult in life and hard things and hardships. And some people, when they're engaged in dating, have difficulties, whether with family or friends or the like. And some people might have a difficult time with a job. Some people might have difficulties with finding a house. Of course, some people have difficulties with spouse. Some people have difficulties having children. Lo aleinu, we should have no from such things. Some people have difficulty with miscarriages and losses and children that don't make it. We should never know from such things. But there are wonderful supports, by the way. Nechama Comfort, I should have had a baby. Two amazing organizations, among many others. Ohel also is there. There are many things to contend with in life. There are also things that people have to fight with. Traits and midos. Some people might be an internet addict or a phone addict or an alcohol addict or a drug addict or people might have different traits they have to work on. They have anger issues. They have impatience issues. They're very trigger happy. They spend too much. They're a gambling addict. There are so many things that people have to contend with. And who can we learn from how to go about in our life? We know we look in the Parsha when Yaakov comes to contend with Esav later on in the Torah. That's one of the Parshiot and Vayishlach that people would study when they would go out to war. They say that they look and they see what Yaakov did. Yaakov did a three-pronged approach. He stavened to Hashem. He sent presence to his enemy, and he took practical measures of breaking up his camp into two camps. So too would people do that. And Yaakov, we could learn, how did he contend? How did he deal with a Lavan? He went out and he studied in Yeshivat Shem Ve'Eva, because if you count up the years that Yaakov is held accountable for, the 22 years that Yosef is sent away from him, keneged mida, measure for measure, that he is punished for being away from his own father for 22 years. But there's really 36 years, because where are the years missing? The 14 years are missing when Yaakov went to study in Yeshivat Shem Ve'Ever. The commentators explain, why did he go to Shem Ve'Ever? Why did he study? Because he needed to learn how to deal with a Lavan. He needed to learn how to deal with the world at large, with swindlers. Yaakov said to Lavan, I am your you know, opposite, equal, and deceit. You want to try to mess with me, I can mess with you. I can stand up to the plate. I can deal with what I have to in life. Because in life, we have to learn how to deal with people. It's good to learn by Yitzchak. It's good to learn in the tents. But how are you going to deal with difficulties in life? How are you going to deal with difficult people? You have to have the Torah of Shem Ve'Evert in order to deal with those in life, those difficult people in life. And maybe we can learn from Yaakov how to deal with life issues, how to deal with issues. If we're going to have difficulties in life, we need to have the sound basis before. And we need to have that elementary school yeshiva education. We need to have that middle and high school yeshiva education. We need to have that learning, that studying, whether you study in Israel abroad, or whether you study in yeshiva, or you study with a friend, you study with Chavrusa, or you're learning on your own with Shtayim Mikra, Daf Yomi, whatever you could do. You need to have that sound basis, the ikkar of the Torah itself, to help us, lead us on our way. Yaakov could only go out into the world to deal with a Laban and to deal with all his wives and all his kids, and to deal with working full time 7 years for this one, 7 years for that one. Technically, it was 7 years and a week until he got Rachel, and they worked 7 years after that. He was there for like 20 years, those 14 years plus other years, dealing with Laban changing his wages 100 times. Difficulties in life need to have a sound basis in order to be able to go about it. So whether you're in the workforce and we're in the working world, even if you're in yeshiva, you're in study halls, whatever you're doing, you need to have that sound basis. The Torah has to be your sound basis. We could look at Yaakov. We could look at Yaakov's life, how Yaakov dealt with different things in his life in order to apply it to ourselves. Yaakov went on the way, but he stopped Shem Ve'Evra on the way. If you're going on the way to work, maybe learn on the way to work to have some extra protection from Hashem to get your day started right. If you're on the train to work, why not pull out your Daf Yomi, listen to a shir, read a good Torah article, read a good Torah lecture, do some Shtayim Mikra, do a little bit of halacha, do a little bit of learning. You know, all these times throughout these years when many of us were remote, a great way to start the day was doing the learning before having to take care of all your other responsibilities. A little halacha, a little musr, a little daf, a little shnai mikra. Not all of us can do all of this. These daily emails from the OU is great. OU shnai mikra, OU nach yomi, OU halacha yomi, OU rambam yomi. And of course, the aspect Mishnah Yomi, they used to have Taryag, also a mitzvah day, which hopefully will start up again. These are easy ways to get the Torah on the way. We need the Torah to be the basis before we start our way, before we go out on our way. Yaakov teaches us, he went to Shem Ve'Evra. He gave us a sound basis. He had such a difficult life, and oftentimes many of us have very difficult lives, very difficult people in life, very difficult situations in life. How could we figure it out? We look into the Torah, we study the Torah, we learn from our patriarchs, we learn from our avos, we learn from Yaakov how to deal with such a thing. As he goes on the way, he stops at that yeshiva to learn, because that's how he's going to deal with difficult people. That's how he's going to deal with difficult situations, having the Torah as the sound basis, the sound platform to get things done. That's really the best way to go about life, to interact with our life. So as you go to work, as you go out there, whatever you're accomplishing, thing, if you start the day with the Torah, you have the Torah as your basis, you make sure to get in that davening, get in that learning, getting in that sound basis, that could really be the best way to get you on your way. And even a simple way is being part of a group such as Meaningful Minute or Sparks of a Nation. We changed the name from Sparks of Torah to Sparks and Seconds, now Sparks of a Nation. Easy way to get sparked on your day. You can read OU emails, you can read Aish articles and Chabad articles, listen to OU lectures and YU lectures, listen to podcasts and listen to shiurim, read Torah books, read Torah novels, even on the weekends. Giving yourself the sound basis, the sound platform to really get you on your way can really be a wonderful way to deal with a world that could be difficult at times. Of course, Hashem is Gamzul Tova, everything's for the best. Hashem is kind and great, but there are situations, there are nisyonos, there are things that Hashem sent us, and if we have that basis of a Torah aspect that we can learn from Yaakov, that's really the best way to get us on our way, especially throughout every single day. Learn from Yaakov how to get up and learn to deal with life's difficulties as a sound basis from using the Torah. Join us next time as we talk the TTP, the Tani Talks Parsha, where we look at the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. And I'm your host, Tani.